That's it. I'm Dinky the doggy, and I know how to go poo. Ross said, and along comes Spider-Man, and he knocks these down, and then he saves the animals with his web.
Wasn't that a nice story?
Yes.
Okay, dear. Remember to a nice little story to you. This is about the three little pigs. This is about the three little pigs. This is the brick house.
Mm-hmm.
That storm.
It's the brick house where the pigs live. And the wolf can't blow it down, right?
And two.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided to build a house out of bricks.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a long time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem was the big bad wolf.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to hide where the big bad wolf can hide there. Who's there chopping on my heart?
Chopping on my what?
On my heart.
Chopping on my heart? Who's chopping on the heart? The woodsman?
Huh?
You mean the woodsman? No, that's, you got the wrong story. The big bad wolf says, who's that knocking at my door?
Nope.
Who's that blowing at my door, at house, is that?
No, that's not the big bad wolf says. Little pigs, let me come in. No, not by the hair on my chin.
Mm-hmm.
We won't let you in.
Right.
I'm gonna puff and blow your house down.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, you can't. Yes, I can. I'm strong and I can knock it down and blow it.
Okay. Oh, he's ruined the house. The bad wolf ruined all the house. Okay, now what'd the pig do?
And they went away.
Mm-hmm.
Never saw them again.
Oh, that's rough.
Their house was broken.
The big bad wolf hurt their house.
They made another house out of
bricks. I don't want that because...
And they don't want the stupid wolf.
For breakfast?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm just going to say some things to a tape recorder, okay? Hold on. Yesterday, Ross was looking at things on the freeway, and he said, that's a kite. And then I said, no, it's a bird. Mary said, it's a kite. And Ross said, it's Super Duck. Which is sort of, it's a bird, it's a kite, it's Super Duck, right? You know, it's a bird.
And it was Super Duck. On television too.
Yeah, and then he said, I saw Super Duck on TV flying. He falled into the water, right?
Yeah.
You mean he fell into the water, right?
Yeah.
Right. And then he was climbing with Marky. This was, by the way, today is the 12th of April, but then Marky was climbing on the cooler, and Ross said, after my words, In other words, you can do it after me, right?
After my words.
Yeah, no, that's not right. Say after me is what you say. You
after
say
after my words.
No, that's not right. After me.
After me.
And then the same day, yesterday, Ross was petting the dog, and he pet him on the back with a first with his Superman glove, and then he took the glove off and he pet him with his hand. And then the man he was with told him, "Oh, now do it again
sit.
On his nose." What did he say?
Sit.
He said, "Sit."
No, on his head.
Oh, and he said, "Do it again on his head." And then what Ross did was repeat the whole action. He petted
with
the glove and then
with my hand and with my glove.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Good. Instead of just repeating the last one, he repeated the whole frame, so to speak, the whole thing he had done. Right. Good. Okay. What the quilt on hanging on the wall was, and I said, "Oh, it's a mattress." I made a mistake. He said, "I got a mattress on my wall. It's called a map."
Just like that.
Yeah, that's a map on your wall, right?
Yeah. That's
and then
the
I said, "No, no, it's really not a mattress. What we have, that's a map, and the other thing is a blanket, Ross." Okay. And then he said, "Whose is it?" And I said, "It's Mommy's." And she says, "What does he do with it?" In other words, he's still using the masculine to refer to Mommy. Yeah.
Where did she get it from?
From her mommy. Mommy got it from her mommy.
And where did you get it from your daddy?
No, I didn't get it from my daddy. It belongs to Mommy.
You got it from her grandma.
Oh, from her grandma.
Did you get this from your daddy?
No, I got it from the store. Got that from the store. I bought it for you. So when I go to Boston, you can see where I go. See, here's Boston right here. And this is Pittsburgh right
see,
here.
See, you'll see where you're going to go.
Pittsburgh right here.
This is May 12th, no, April 12th, and Ross was out. I was sitting down, and Ross was sitting beside me, spreading kitty kibble around out of the kitty kibble bowl, and he sat there for a second, and then he looked at me, and he said, will you clean up Marky's mess? And I said, "That?" I was pointing to the kitty kibble. He said, "Yeah, clean up Marky's mess." And I said, "Ross, that's not Marky's mess." And he looked at me and he said, "Oh, did you see me?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well then, clean up my mess."
I told Ross that he better go poo now, because when we go to the store, he won't be able to. And he said, "I'm not sick any." In other words, I don't need to go poo now because I don't have any trouble with my tummy. He's been having diarrhea. Anyway, the interesting thing is I'm not sick any. In other words, I'm not sick at all, or I'm not sick now. Ross said, "My balloons are working." And what he meant is that his testicles are okay now. He called them balloons, and I've never heard, I don't think anyone taught him that, unless they perhaps learned it at preschool. I doubt it. So it's something he sort of made up himself, and he said, "Yeah, my pee-pee instructions are working, not my bottom instructions." In other words, he's had trouble with diarrhea. This has been a great week, hasn't it? He's had trouble with diarrhea, and he's talking now about not the problems he has with diarrhea, but the problems he's had with pee-pee. He hasn't had much problems with pee. We wanted him to come in out of the car because somebody might come and take him away. And he said, "Who would you?" And then a second later, corrected himself and said, "Who would me?" In other words, who would take me away, right?
Yeah.
Well, who do you think, Ross?
I don't know.
A little boy taker.
Huh?
Man comes along and takes little boys.
Why?
They just grab them.
Why?
They grab those little boys and they take them to a new house.
Why do that?
Well, let's go tell Mommy. Mommy will explain it to you, okay? Okay, come on. Okay. Also, a little earlier, he saw the antenna on the car, and he said, "I didn't know you had this." Very nicely formed. And then he said, "Where did you get it?" And I had explained to him that we got it when we bought the car. Mommy,
mm-hmm.
I told Ross that the reason he had to come in was because we were afraid somebody might come out there and get him, take him away. Okay? And is that true, Mommy? Do people come and take little boys away? Not really. They do sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it happens.
But that's not the really reason.
But when the window's closed. closed, I can't.
Well, if the door's locked, if you have all your windows closed,
yeah,
and all the doors locked, then they will probably won't get in.
Sometimes they're real.
Okay, but it's better for, but we don't like little boys, real little ones, you know. We don't want little boys to be out front by themselves. Do you understand? Because somebody might come and take that little boy.
That's not the real reason I didn't want to know.
Well, also, Ross, I guess, what's the real reason, Mommy?
I'm afraid. See, when
I went outside and turned the sprinkler off in the backyard, today is still April 12th, by the way, and then he said, I turned the raining off. And I said, you mean you turned the sprinkler off? And he said, yeah, I turned the raining off. And I said, you mean you turned the sprinkler off? And he said, yeah, I turned the raining off of the sprinkler. That's to, like, to knock something off of something, I suppose. It comes from that kind of a frame. Mark was looking at the plate that had a crack out of it, a chip out of the side, and he said, one place broke off. And I said, yeah, one place broke off. And he said, one place did it. Okay, you want to drop down?
No.
You need gloves? Oh, hey, that's an idea. Maybe you could get your mommy to put those on. Okay. You could ask Mommy to put those on for you.
Okay.
You want all that stuff?
Yeah.
He got all of his little toys out of his drawer during that. Ross said that the Hulk doesn't wear shoes, right?
Yeah.
What does the Hulk do?
He doesn't wear shoes.
Uh-huh. How come?
Because.
Doesn't get cold? Anyway, Ross says, well, I don't wear socks and shoes, because I'm the Hulk, right? So he's reasoning that, essentially, syllogistically.
Listen to me.
Yep.
I don't want socks and shoes because I'm the Hulk.
Mm-hmm. And the Hulk doesn't wear socks and shoes, right?
No.
Right. Okay. But if you put something in your pee-pee, you'll die. And why will you die, Russ?
Because oil will make you sick and die.
It'll make you sick and die?
Yeah.
Okay, let's put on your clothes again, okay?
Okay.
You're pretty cold, aren't you?
I need my good clothes.
Okay.
Do you know which?
Yeah, Ernie's, right?
No, I will show you.
Doggy?
No, I'll show you. I'll show you.
Okay, I gotta watch Mark. I'll be back in a second.
I'll show you what you want.
I told something about, I was going to give Marky something, and Ross said, no, you give me that. No, they say, that he was going to give me that. I said, uh-oh, careful, Ross, Mark, careful. He fell in the water. Okay. I said something to Ross about, that he was going to give me something, a kiss, and he said, no, you give me a kiss. So that was the first case of a pronoun reversal with the stress, and you did have proper stress on it. Yeah. Yes, Ross. No. Also, he wanted me to tell him. You need what?
Need my fire engine.
Okay. Hold on. Wait, don't pull. Okay. Okay, you got him? Okay. Now put him
Shall
on.
Help me pull
no, him no, you have to do it. I have to help Mark. Also, Ross asked me to tell him the story about the night owls. This is the story about the little boy who found a bunny and went across the carried the bunny across the big river and then went through the forest with the night owls and finally found it. I was looking for people and said, are you my little boy? I put my head out on the tape. Actually, I've forgotten the story, I'm afraid. I said, you can get dumb. And I think he meant, I want to get out. Okay, Mama. Ross said, I need one more blanket that Santa brought for me. What was that, Ross? Which blanket is that?
It was mine.
Yeah, but which, how does it look like? What does it look like?
Blue.
A blue one with a little, with the sky on it?
Yeah.
And the cowboys and all the boys having fun?
Yeah.
Is that the blanket you want?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's your new baby blanket, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want that?
Not my water.
What's wrong with Mark?
Huh?
What's wrong with Marky? Stealing Marky's bottle of eye drops, and he said empty, and he said pretty empty. And he said, but we have to get some more for him, right?
And that was that movie.
Ross asked me if I saw something on TV. He showed me a gesture, and I said, I didn't see it. And he said, but you didn't see it. You lost it. And that was that movie.
I said, louder.
Okay, say it again.
I said,
okay, how'd you say it?
You lost that movie. That was that movie.
Yeah.
And you more lost it.
I lost
you, my son.
Am I your son?
Yeah.
Oh, how come?
Because you got this on your palm.
What I got?
This on your palm.
Oh, my string, yeah. And that makes me a son?
Huh?
And that I'm a son?
Yeah.
Thought I was a daddy.
Huh?
I thought I was a daddy.
I thought you were a son.
Okay, and so you're yelling at me?
Yeah.
So
I got
daddy?
That for you, and I got it for you, and I bought it.
And
don't worry.
No.
It's brand new.
It's brand new. Okay.
Yeah. And you can eater,
or put it in. Very good. Okay, that's a good idea, Father.
Daddy.
Is Marky clean?
I'm the daddy, I'm the papa, you're the son.
I'm what am I?
I'm the papa, you're the son.
I'm the son, okay.
I'm the papa.
And what does the papa do?
The papa says I'm the baby dad.
Yeah, sounds fun. Okay, maybe the papa dad. And what do you do?
I growl.
And what does the little boy bear do?
Says, somebody ate my porridge.
And he says, yes, sir. Right?
And I say, who said that? Goldilocks and Gungwall. Where are her?
Then what happens?
And he said, she's in the kitchen. And he said, she's in here. And I said, don't worry. Goldilocks, don't do that to my baby's porridge. I'm going to growl at you and hit you in the face.
No, she didn't. He doesn't hit her. No hitting.
But,
no, daddy bears don't hit little girls.
They do.
No.
So
they just growl, that's all.
They
just do a little bit of growling and that's it.
No. First I do the jumping, then I do the growling.
Can you come on up here with me?
Sam, you have to go in the bed and for an eye.
I have to go to bed and go to sleep?
Yeah, you're the...
Okay, but Daddy, I want you to give me love.
Okay, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
You mean I don't get any love?
No, you get one kiss, five kisses, and that's it.
Okay.
And you get a bottle and you get that, too.
Okay, I want my bottle then. Give me my bottle.
Here's your bottle.
Okay, and I want my other baby blanket.
Here's your blanket.
Okay, I want my older
baby.
Tape recorder. Okay. So now I want my love.
Okay, first I tell you. Once upon a time, there was a night owl. And he said, wow, 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 wow. he said, I'd like to eat mattress.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'll go to the Leah.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Eat mouth.
And then it eats little mice?
No. Mira. Yep.
And what does that mean?
It means that an owl says, Mira.
Okay. And then what happened?
And then the owl is here.
In the tape recorder?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was all inside, way in there, right?
Yeah.
When do I get my love?
Huh?
When do I get my love?
Right now, but I'm not finished up the story.
Okay.
And then he went in there, didn't come out. That's the end.
And
you could keep this forever.
Okay, thank you.
In your blanket.
Okay.
No. That's my grandfather. Here.
Okay, I'm going to give it to my little brother. Little brother, you can have my bottle. I love you, little brother.
Your brother, you have to drink it. Not half.
But you said, Daddy, you said I could give my bottle to my little brother if I love him. If I love my little brother, then I get to give it to him.
I didn't say he didn't get one. You got one. He was a bad boy. He didn't get
stamp. Oh, really? Was he bad? Was my little brother bad?
He didn't get a stamp. I didn't give him a stamp.
You didn't give him a stamp? How come?
Because he was a bad napper.
He was a bad napper?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a stamp.
Okay. Okay. And do I get a star?
Yeah.
How come I get a star? What did I do that was good?
Hmm?
What did I do?
You were a good napper. You got a stamp and a sticker.
Okay.
And a star.
Oh, good.
And see, he's a good napper, then I'll get him one too.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, well, maybe he'll be a good napper. Maybe, Mark, he'll be a good napper. Do you think so?
Okay, now, he's a good napper, you give him a star.
Okay, you put a little star in Marky's forehead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And a stamp.
And a stamp on his little arm. These are things that they get at preschool, by the way. Okay.
Yeah,
well, if I was a good napper, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
But my mommy wasn't a good napper.
No, she wasn't.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
She goes in the garbage can, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm, poor mom.
Yeah.
Can she come out now?
But she beats bad, then she is good, okay?
Okay. Can she come out now?
But she can't have this.
Eye drops?
Huh?
Can't have the eye drops?
Mark,
wait.
This is these are your eye drops, right?
No, they're yours, Daddy. You're the big daddy, so they belong to you.
No, they don't. They belong to you, son.
Okay, well, then I'll take them. Thank you, big daddy.
I'll put them in your eyes, okay?
Okay.
Keep them shut.
Thank you, big daddy.
Welcome. You can save this forever in your blanket.
Okay.
And you can take it out and put it in the and car it, okay?
And what it?
And car it.
What is car it?
It means that you mm-hmm. attack when you say,
oh.
I'm there, me.
Oh. You mean so I can carry it?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You can carry out there or in here.
Okay. Thank you, Big Daddy.
Ever you do that,
mm-hmm.
then you come back, okay?
Okay. If I ever do that, then I come back.
Yeah.
Okay. Now what am I going to do?
Monkey and me, Daddy.
No, I'm not Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the Big Brother.
Okay. Little brother and big brother
okay.
come with me in the potty, okay?
Potty?
Yeah.
Do you have to do potty, Big Daddy?
No.
What do you have to do, Daddy?
I have to do my work.
Okay.
You have to cool yourself in your bathroom in here, okay?
Are we going to cool in here?
In your bathroom, just in the toilet.
Right here?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do it right here. Goodbye, Daddy. When do I get my love?
Right now.
Okay. This is not enough, Daddy. Okay, I want you to sleep with me.
Thanks.
Okay, I want you to sleep with me, Daddy.
I'll sleep with you and that.
Okay. And I don't want you to go in with Mommy, okay?
Okay.
You sleep with my little sister.
Ah!
Here's the blanket, Daddy.
He's not very good napper.
Mike is not a good napper?
Okay, take a star away and a stamp.
Okay, no, look, he's being a good napper now, see? Look, he's being good now, see?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Do I get a stamp?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Oh, good. Okay, can I play with Shauna?
Huh?
Can I play with Shauna?
Oh, she scratched you.
She did?
Yes.
How come?
Because she was bad.
Oh. She's not...